Thank you and good morning. Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough issued a statement on Thursday afternoon explaining his no vote on the water bond that was passed unanimously in the state Senate and by a 77-2 vote in the Assembly. Chesbrough and Republican Tim Donnelly were the only two dissenting votes on the bond, and Chesbrough said that he had hoped to secure funding for protection of Trinity River flows through legislation this year. He was disappointed it was not included, and that reducing risks to our North Coast rivers and to our way of life, our fish and our economy, was not much of a priority in the measure that will be placed on the November ballot. He believes the water bond shortchanges the people of the North Coast, and as their representative in the legislature, he felt compelled to vote against it. Chesbrough also said that the water bond includes billions of dollars for increased water storage, including dams and reservoirs, and that too could hurt northern rivers, as more water is taken and stored for outside uses instead of being used on the Trinity and Klamath rivers. Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell met with Hoopa tribal leaders in Redding on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, officials from the Bureau of Land Management were on their way to Hoopa to reassess the water conditions on the Trinity River. Tribal officials and supervisor Ryan Sundberg have called for an immediate release of water into the Trinity to avoid a repeat of the massive fish kill in 2002, the result of a lack of water in the river. Tribal officials and scientists are concerned, reporting that water temperatures in the Trinity have reached above those needed to kill salmonids, and that an immediate water release would cool the water temperatures from the reservoirs down through the valley. Tribal leaders are concerned that federal officials are doing nothing to prevent a fish kill and instead are holding off on a water release until the fish begin dying, which, according to officials, will be far too late. Residents of Fortuna will have the chance to approve a 1% transaction and use tax that will be on the ballot in November. Measure V, called the Fortuna Budget Stabilization Act, will increase the city's sales tax to 7.5%. The revenue generated will go to the city's general fund. It's not specifically targeted at any city service. The sales tax can be approved by a simple majority, and language in the measure allows the city council to revoke the tax at any time by a vote of 4/5 of the council. A 5-member oversight committee will be appointed by the mayor and approved by the council to oversee how the tax revenues are spent. A sheriff's deputy and a CHP officer responded to a report called in from Scotia Shopping Center about a U-Haul truck that smelled of marijuana on Wednesday. The truck was parked in front of the Palco Pharmacy, and a search warrant was obtained. A search of the vehicle turned up more than 170 growing marijuana plants, ranging from 6 inches tall to 4 feet tall. There were no arrests made at the scene, and there was no one found in the area connected with the vehicle. Suspects have been identified, and a follow-up investigation has begun. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The sheriff's office is investigating the theft of 2 boat motors taken from boats moored in Trinidad Harbor. The thefts occurred sometime between Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. The thieves, and there had to have been more than one, the trolling motors each weigh more than 100 pounds, used a raft to access the harbor area and then stole a motor from the boat Redfish Bluefish and another motor from the boat Due 2. Deputies found a raincoat and 3 black shirts near the area where the raft had been left. The value of the stolen motors is listed at $7,000. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Lodge Fire burning near Laytonville in northern Mendocino County has burned more than 12,000 acres, but as of Thursday night, fire crews had managed 60% containment of the blaze. Heavy smoke from the fire is affecting residents in the area, and fire officials continue to work to keep the fire away from the most heavily populated areas. The Red Cross has closed its evacuation center at the Leggett School, and cooler temperatures and higher humidity have allowed fire crews to gain on containment. More than 1,900 personnel remain on scene battling the blaze. The slide fire, which was caused by lightning and which initially concerned fire officials, has been contained by a quick response from both air and ground units. The fire, which is still burning but is 90% contained, was burning in heavy brush and timber, and officials were concerned it would rapidly spread 5 miles south of Orleans. But water drops from planes and helicopters kept the fire at bay. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.